I'm Shelley Delaney. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm joined now by John Thill, the new director of Juno Public Libraries. Hi, John. Oh, sorry about that. Anyway, John's here to talk about the events happening at the library this month, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, before we get into library news, can we talk books?
Absolutely.
What are you reading right now?
Well, I've been reading a great new book called Islands of Abandonment. That's by Cal Flynn. And it's actually a really interesting look at what happens to landscapes that have been heavily influenced by humans, you know, either industrial or cityscapes, what happens after people leave them. So it looks at places like Chernobyl, you know, which was kind of left behind after the nuclear disaster, or some of the urban prairies that have been popping up in empty portions of Detroit. And it's really fascinating to look at how nature rebounds in urban and industrial spaces. So I've been really enjoying that.
Now, are you reading that? Are you reading an audiobook, ebook, or hard copy?
Got a hard copy.
I'm actually reading a hard copy now, too. I picked up the new Anthony Horowitz mystery, Moonflower Murders.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a follow-up to the Magpie Murders. I don't know if it was available in the library yet, so I just grabbed the paperback when I saw it as I passed through an airport. I'm really savoring it. Almost to the end. Almost to the resolution. The reveal.
He's a great writer. He wrote a lot of the Poirot series that you see on, you know, the BBC did, so, you know. If you ever watch any of those,
yeah,
get those from the library too.
Nice plug. Well, you wanted to talk to us today about some things that are going on at the library, specifically some curated collections that are available for checkout. So what's new there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest new thing we got is we just added in the Alaska Digital Library, that's with help from the state library, we added magazines to our digital collections. And so now, when you go into our ebook service, the Alaska Digital Library, you can find the latest issues of just about any popular magazine you can imagine. So it's a really wonderful service. And, you know, digital magazines are really great to read on like a tablet. You know, and the great thing about them is you don't want to read all the ads. You can use the table of contents like a little menu and select the article you want and go directly to it. So these are great. Check these out on our website, and it's a wonderful new service. Another one I want to plug that we have been doing for a while is board games. Now that we're in the midst of a fun winter with lots of snow, and it's a great time to pick up a board game at the library and check it out, play something new with your family. We offer those for free as well.
That's pretty cool. I wanted to back up and ask a question about the electronic magazines. Do you have any idea about what some of the most popular choices would be? Because I know I'd probably go for like Nat Geo, Rolling Stone, The New Yorker.
Well, those are all on there. I actually saw all of those on there, so that's great. I think the most popular ones are like, you know, some of the gossip mags, but National Geographic's up there, you know, so.
That's cool. And how about you? What have you checked out for yourself there?
I was just looking at National Geographic today, actually, since I saw that it was on there. I'm like, oh, that's really great. And then I'm a music fan, so I was looking at some older issues of New Music Express on there, and that was kind of neat to see that those were there as well. So something for everybody, that's for sure.
What I love about that option is that you don't have back issues piling up in your house, like not really knowing what you want to do with them, with Nat Geo especially. It's like, I hated to throw it out, but yep, they pile up quick.
Yeah, it's bad for collage projects, but good for your clutter.
Absolutely. And with the board games, what are some of the most popular options that you have there for available for checking out?
Well, let's see, what's a good one that I've seen recently? Oh, there's so many good ones. Shoot, none of them are coming to mind at the top of my head. We have Carcassonne. That's a great game if you ever have had the chance to play that. It's kind of a...
Never heard of it.
It's a road building and city building game where you try to, use little tiles to build the longest roads, build the biggest cities, and it's really fun. Nice one to relax to for sure. Play that one at home a lot.
There was this one I used to play called Pandemic, but I'm not interested
Ah,
anymore.
we do have that one.
It's still a fun
Yes,
game.
but it does you know, bring to mind some things of recent that are not as fun, so.
Too soon for me for Pandemic. And I understand that you also have memory kits available for checkout. Can you remind us what those are again?
Yeah, memory kits are a great tool that we circulate, mainly geared toward caregivers. Each kit has a variety of items themed around a certain time period. Have old movies, you know, objects, music, and they help start conversations and spark memories with people who are experiencing memory loss. So it's a great tool for our caregivers to try out to create a connection and help you know, people that are experiencing some memory issues, you know, rekindle some memories.
Yeah, and those have been available from the library for a while, so I think they must have some value to folks. I
Yeah.
wanted to find out, I just wanted to check with you and if you're planning on, well, what is the state of the library now? We know that the Omicron variant is surging through the community. Are there any immediate plans to change hours or hours of operation for you guys?
No, we have. We're not changing our hours of operations at this time. We're still doing pretty well on our staffing and contributing a little to emergency operations again, but we're able to keep our doors open for normal hours, and we're hoping we can weather the Omicron surge and, you know, keep our hours stable because, you know, the community relies on those hours being something they can expect. So.
That's great. Good to hear. Good to hear. I know I rely on the library a lot, so happy to hear that. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about today is Illustrating Alaska. That's a new exhibit that opened yesterday out in the Valley Library, the Valley Branch. Can you tell me what that is?
Well, it's actually really cool because the featured artists in this, 3 out of 4 are actually from Juneau. So that's kind of a neat piece involved with that. We have Mitch Watley, Michaela Goad, and Jim Fowler and Yvonne Zerbitz, all who are featured in this. And the cool thing about it is it tells a little bit about how they work. So you get to see, you know, their own drawings of those workspaces that they work in, and they talk about how they, what their method is, what kind of tools they use. So it's a little insight into how these illustrators work, and it's a great representation of some great Alaska artists.
Oh, that sounds neat. Have you seen it yet yourself?
Yeah, I was actually over there yesterday and had a look at it. It looks great.
That's cool. So folks can come in and just sort of take in all the local art and artwork from illustrators here in
Yep,
Juneau.
and we got some great books by some of these illustrators also on display for you to take home too.
Excellent. That sounds like something that would be worthwhile to check out. Well, thanks so much, John. I appreciate your time today. Is there anything else that you wanted to share? Anything going on at the libraries that I didn't ask you about?
Well, we're just happy to be open and happy to keep serving Juno.
Yeah, and you're settling into your position okay in your new home?
Yep. Loving it here.
That is so good to hear. Well, we will talk again next month, I imagine. So until then, take care and have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Up next, some KTOO family business. So please do join us as we dedicate our KRNN studio to the one and only Jeff Brown, coming up right after this.